This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Whether or not Allah forgives you on the Day of Judgment. That's all that you will be concerned about. On the day when you die, every worry that you've had in this world will die with it. Every stress you've had in this world will die with that death. The only concern you will have after that is whether or not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forgive me. Because only the people who will go to paradise are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven. This is what the scholars have coined as thamanul jannah, the price of paradise. The price of paradise is the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are some conditions. There are many. We're just going to be very short and brief, and I'll give you some ways, inshallah. Because the beautiful thing is that Allah jalla wa ala has made it very easy for the believer to enter into the doors of forgiveness. He's made it very easy. He's given us so many ways. I think if we were to sit here and go over the ways, or Sheikh Jibali would go over all the ways in Islam that are known to cause forgiveness, we would be here for the rest of the day. But Allah has made it very easy. But the conditions of forgiveness are a few. And as long as we meet these conditions, then we are hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us, inshallah. Number one is that we must actually have remorse. We must have a feeling of remorse and regret for the sin we have committed. This is the beginning of tawbah, is that we have remorse and regret for the sins that we have committed. For indeed, if you're not remorseful or regretful for it, then the rest of them don't matter at all. Number two is to actually make tawbah, to actually ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, whether that's informally making istighfar or whether it's by formally praying 2 rakat of nawafil salah and then asking Allah to forgive you. This is the formal tawbah. This is for like major sins as well, that you need to actually formally make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then number three is that you have the intention not to return to that sin. You have the intention to not go back to it again. But okay, what happens if you do it again? You repeat the process. If you do it again, you just repeat the process. You have remorse, you make tawbah, and you make an intention. What happens if you do it again? You repeat the process again. What happens if you do it again? You repeat the process again. Till when? How many times can we repeat that process? Until shaitan gives up on you. Until shaitan despairs of you. Never stop repenting until shaitan has given up on you. And if he doesn't, then you don't. This is reality. It is a race to who's going to give up first. Are you going to give up first returning to Allah, or is shaitan going to give up on you? That is the reality. And we fight that fight until the day that we die. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us so many ways. So many ways that we can receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just passed one of them, which we know is an accepted Ramadan. An accepted Ramadan is the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An accepted Hajj is the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umrah is forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming up soon, you'll have another chance in a couple of months on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. Those who fast on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, sincerely seeking reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they receive forgiveness from the previous year's sins and the next year's sins, inshallah. You know the 6 days of Shawwal, that just if you fast Ramadan, add the 6 days of Shawwal, and you forget. There's so many paths to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Saying subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanahu al-azim 100 times, forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many paths to do this. And these are things that the Muslims should be looking for. We should be looking for these things. What are ways that I can earn the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So go through the different modes. There are so many of them. Some of them are very simple and very easy. And some of them are much more difficult if you want to get larger sins or gravity of sins forgiven. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. But when it comes to seeking the forgiveness of Allah, this is something we should never, ever, ever give up on. And never think we've done too much. Never think it's impossible. It's not impossible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more forgiving than you have the capacity to understand. There's also another very beautiful dua that you can make. You make this in the morning, inshallah, it will open up doors and pathways to you. 10 times you say, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, wallahu al-mulk, wallahu al-hamd, wa yuhyi wa yumeet, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Say this in the morning, inshallah. See things open up in your life. But the door of istighfar is not just for the forgiveness of sins. When those who are increased in their istighfar, the scholars have said it opens up the pathways to many things in their life. Those who are frequent in istighfar, Allah opens up the doors of His bounty to them. Allah opens up the doors of His healing to them. You're having sickness, make istighfar. Give sadaqah. Do other things that will help this insha'Allah ta'ala. Open up these pathways for yourself, because that door to tawbah never closes until two things happen. That's how we'll close insha'Allah. The door to tawbah closes in two times. For your own personal life, the door of tawbah, the Prophet ﷺ said, closes when the soul reaches the throat. Meaning that the angel of death has presented himself to you and the soul is about to come out. That is it. It's too late at that point. You now, oh, I see the reality now. It's too late. And then the second one, which is for the global repentance, is when the sun rises from the west. When the sun rises from the west, which is one of the last signs of the Day of Judgment, then that after that, the door of tawbah will close. The sun rises from the west, the dab that will come out from there, the beast that will come out and speak to people, this is when the door of repentance closes. But other than that, it is always open to you, inshallah. And please, just as a small reminder, do not go to bed at night without having seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sleep every night with a clean slate. Make istighfar. If you wake up in the middle of the night, get up and pray. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to stand up at night and pray until his feet cracked and bled. We know this famously, right? And Aisha radiallahu anha wa radaha asked him, why do you do this? We know that you have been forgiven. Allah has forgiven your past and future sins. All everything that you could do has been forgiven. Why do you stand up all night and do this? He said, then should I not be grateful? Should I not be a grateful slave? Should I not be a thankful slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this that He has given me? That is for he whose sins had already been forgiven. What about us? What about us who don't know? What about us who have no idea whether we're going to be forgiven or not? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I make istighfar between how many? 70 to 100 times every single day. This is someone whom Allah has already forgiven. What about us? We have to look at our condition and realize how much more we are in need and increase in our istighfar, inshallah. And it will open bounteous doors into your life, inshallah. It will open doors that you cannot imagine. The scholars have, I remember sitting in a lecture one summer in Medina with Sheikh Muhammad Mukhtar Ashanqiti, where he was going through the benefits of istighfar and what it does to your life. I wish that lecture was online. It might be online somewhere in Arabic. But the amount of things that come through seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always remember that anytime during the day, you get a moment. Just say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Rabbi ghfirli, rabbi ghfirli, rabbi ghfirli. Whatever it is, ask Allah to forgive you and watch how things open up for you and your life changes, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Let's have some nice breakfast, inshallah ta'ala. Yes.
Even if you can't get up to pray.
You can't get up to pray.
And you just simply recite this hadith, inshallah, there's a simple recite, Alhamdulillah, subhanallah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa la hawla wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, yawm al-qiyamah.
Yes. Yes, there are a number of different du'a that you can say that bring about Allah's forgiveness. Look for all of them. And most of them are very short. And most of them are very light on the tongue as well. Most of them are very light on the tongue. They're made very easy. That's one beautiful thing he was talking about, Sheikh Muhammad Mukhtar, is that if you look at most of the du'as for forgiveness, Allah has made them very easy and light on the tongue. They're not very complicated to say so that people who are not native Arab speakers cannot say them. They've been made very light on the tongue and very easy. Even the one where he said, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahil Azim, he said it's something that is very light on the tongue, but heavy on the scales. Very light on the tongue, very easy to say, but heavy on the scales. So this is why Allah has made it, another point that Allah has made it so easy for us, inshallah. All right, JazakAllah khairan. Let's have some breakfast, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.